Welcome to this podcast episode titled, How Old is Too Old? I'm Natalie from Michigan, a junior at Oakland University, double majoring in public relations and political science. Have you noticed American office holders are getting older? According to the Pew Research Center, the median age of voting House lawmakers is 57.9, and the Senate's median age is 65.3. Not only is our federal legislature older, but our two most recent presidents have broken records as the oldest presidents in the United States. Donald Trump was inaugurated at age 70, and President Joe Biden was inaugurated at age 78. With these ages in mind, let's take a look at the average age of the United States population. According to the New York Times, the average age of Americans is currently 38.9. So, are these office holders the best representation of the average aged American? Here to talk about the rising age of our U.S. office holders are my grandfather, Dr. Brian Clark, and my roommate, Sarah Jobeck. Dr. Clark is a voter who, age-wise, fits into the silent generation. He is a retired high school principal who is also an associate professor at Oakland University. Sarah Jobeck is a Generation Z voter. She's also a junior at Oakland University, and she is studying computer science. Hello, Dr. Clark, and welcome to the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
So the first question is, how old are you, and what generation do you identify with?
Well, I turned 84 on Thanksgiving, and I guess I'm a pre-boomer generation, the silent generation.
Okay, so why do you identify with that generation?
Well, I was born in 1939, the year that World War II started. I can't say that I think of myself as part of the silent generation because I'm not too silent.
Hello, Sarah, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, how old are you and what generation do you identify with?
I'm 21 years old and I'm in Generation Z.
Why do you identify with that generation?
I identify with Gen Z because I'm good with technology.
The average age of the House is about 58 and the average age of the Senate is about 65, and our most recent presidents have broken records for their ages. How do you feel about the rising age of our office holders? Are you surprised or is it something you expected?
It's a pattern that I've been concerned about, and my concerns have to do with the loss of cognitive ability and the disconnection with just general knowledge of culture and society as one gets older.
I would say I'm not surprised that the age of office holders are rising because I always see older politicians in the news. But this does concern me, and I'd say it's something that would need to be changed.
So, we have the minimum age requirements for legislature and the presidency. How would you feel about a maximum age limit for office holders?
Well, I would think a maximum age limit should be considered. Even the Catholic Church has age limits for their bishops.
I would be happy if a maximum age limit was enacted for office holders, because I think in a normal job, there's a typical retirement age, and I think that for politicians, that should hold true as well.
Okay, so there is no term limit for federal legislature positions right now, meaning they can run for re-election however many times they would like. How would you feel about a term limit that would only allow a federal representative to serve a certain amount of times, much like how the president can only serve two terms?
You know, we've had term limits in Michigan, and I was not impressed by what they may have accomplished, if anything. So, no, I would not be in favor of that. I think that's up to the voters how many times they want to vote people in to Congress.
I think that enacting a term limit would be super appropriate, as I think this would help to reduce burnout for that person and also allow some new ideas to be circulated. As well as that, having the same person be on the ballot over and over and over again, people may continue to choose that person just because they see a familiar face. And this may cause a new politician to be overlooked.
Okay, so let's say none of these solutions ever come to fruition. How can older office holders adequately represent the average aged American who's about 39 years old?
Well, they really need to work at it. I mean, one thing that comes to mind would be surrounding themselves with sharp, younger advisors. Lots to learn, but an effort could certainly be made.
I honestly don't think that older office holders can represent average age Americans. Because when I think about Roe v. Wade, and it being overturned, I think this is one instance where the American public wasn't being accurately represented. So no, I don't think that older office holders could represent average Americans unless new legislation is put in place.
I want to thank both Dr. Clark and Sarah for their time and their input on the rising ages of U.S. office holders. Even though they're from two different generations, they both recognize that office holders are aging. While having a few different answers to some of the questions, the solution they'd agreed upon was setting a maximum age limit. So, could a maximum age limit be a solution to the rising age of U.S. office holders? Time can only tell. That's all for now. I'm Natalie, and thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast episode.